5. It remains impossible to buy alcohol legally. It is always possible to buy alcohol illegally. There's an article on the Business Insider, part of News 24, at the moment, which where Andrew Thompson, the journalist who wrote the story, is able to buy a whole lot of alcohol, pretty much whatever he wants, and a lot of it at significantly more than the price that one would be paying if one were going to a liquor outlet. So it's happening. I mean, obviously it's happening far less. Far less alcohol is being bought illegally than would be the case if alcohol were legally to be bought. And the same discussion remains, lives versus livelihoods, impact on trauma rooms of hospitals versus the livelihoods that are being changed, perhaps forever in a negative sense, by people losing their jobs somewhere in the alcohol value chain. The Taverners Association have said, please, can we meet with the president to discuss our concerns? Some elements within the wine industry, the Institute of Cape Wine Masters, the Cape Wine Academy, the Cape Winemakers Guild, and the Cape Wine Auction Trust, last week wrote an open letter to Cyril Ramaphosa urging the lifting of the alcohol ban, which is currently in place as part of amended Alert Level 3. I referenced it last week when in another discussion around this, but I'm following up now in conversation with one of the signatories to that, Ray Ndlovu, who's chair of the Cape Wine Auction Trust and has an interest in the wine industry through his non-executive chairmanship of Black Elephant Vintners, which is based out in Franschhoek. Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I read the open letter and mentioned parts of it last week. I mean, it's not just the point you're making is not just about the loss of jobs and the loss of income and perhaps, you know, permanent impacts in these areas, but also the lack of transformational activities being carried out by the wine industry and the Cape Wine Auction Trust particularly. Those are also falling by the wayside.
They are indeed. And of course, by transformation, what we are in fact talking about is the impact to lives, young lives, that we are having now, that are lives that will be the future leaders of the country. And what will they be prepared? What future are they being prepared to lead? And what future country and economy, if any, will they actually inherit?
And, I mean, the just a little bit more, I've spoken to you and Mike Ratcliffe about the Cape Wine Auction Trust before. It raises millions, I mean, millions and millions, tens of millions of rands. I mean, I don't know what the total number is now over the years that it's been going. And not a cent is paid over for admin. Every single cent of those, how many millions?
To date, over the last 7 years, 100 million rand.
So every cent of that 100 million rand has gone into these kinds of activities, these socially conscious activities. And yes, I haven't had any information about an auction in 2021, you know, for obvious
reasons.
That's
right. So unfortunately, and no fingers can be pointed here because a pandemic is actually what it is, but unfortunately, because of the uncertainty surrounding travel restrictions and receipt of foreign guests and the like, and obviously the restriction of numbers in any one point or collection, it means that we have to be careful, err on the side of caution, and postpone the event at least for this year.
And that's 12-15 million rand down the drain.
Pretty much. You know, we're not short of ideas to try and take this further and maybe bring the Cape Wine Auction Trust, take it on the road and take it to other foreign destinations like London and New York. We're still exploring that. But of course, those countries are also under their own restrictions. So one's got to be quite innovative about what's the way forward here.
But people who drink alcohol abuse the privilege, the opportunity to drink alcohol. And unfortunately, enough of them do that, often enough to cause a serious problem in our hospitals, and that problem is worsened when the hospitals filled with COVID-19 patients. So how does one engage with the government then to say we will make sure, or we'll do our best to make sure from our side, that responsible use is encouraged, there's education about it, and so on, so that that flow of alcohol and salaries to people who, you know, black elephant vintners go there, I can't buy wine, and there would be somebody there to sell me wine, and all of those things. I mean, how does one navigate this dilemma?
I'm glad that you used the word navigate, because it's quite a complex problem that we're facing. And a simple ban on the alcohol, albeit we're not denying the fact that there is a causal effect in certain instances, particularly in relation to the abuse of alcohol. A blunt instrument of simply banning the sale of alcohol altogether. And in particular, we like to single out the wine industry, because generally wine tends to be consumed along with food. It is a tourist activity-related thing, and certainly in the way that we would be looking to engage government, we would want a partnership approach that looks at ways in which we can work together to find different solutions rather than just purely removing the sale and trade in alcohol, particularly in wine. We believe that there are other ways that we can engage government and find innovative solutions together. And that dialogue, unfortunately, is not taking place timeously enough. There's not enough detail in terms of how we're engaging, both in terms of understanding the problem, but also in ways in which we can explore solutions together. There just isn't enough dialogue. There isn't enough innovation and thought, lateral thought going into it.
Rand Glovo, chair of the Cape Wine Auction Trust, non-executive chairman of Black Elephant Vintners in Franschhoek. Thanks very much for sharing your views with us.